From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,079th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Farron Young.
Will I ever get used to being your old I watched you walk away from me so long ago. I didn't know I loved you when I let you go. And just to think that I'm the one who set you free. Will I ever get used to being your old used to be? I've gotten used to people's stares as I walk by. I keep my head bowed low so they can't see me cry. They say there goes the man who lives in memory. Will I ever get used to being your old used to be? I've got no one to help me pass these lonely days. Nighttime comes, I just can't keep the blues away. Far in my dreams, your lovely face is all I see. Will I ever get used to being your old used to be? I've gotten used to people's stares as I walk by. My head bowed low so they can't see me cry. They say there goes the man who lives in memory. Will I ever get used to being your old used to be?
Our star, the young Sheriff Farron Young, along with all the deputies and one of his great numbers, your old used to be. Welcome, Farron. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Grand. It's a pleasure to be here. You know.
Well, as usual, we've got a fine show lined out for all the good people, including such opera notables as Archie Campbell, the Jordanaires, Grandpa Jones, Hank Garland, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers, and featuring as our very special guest, that very popular entertainer who calls Alabama his home, Sonny James.
Yeah. Well, so Sonny will be out here singing one of his great songs for you in a few minutes, but right now it's my pleasure to introduce a real great quartet here on Grand Ole Opry who are so famous for their spirituals and gospel songs. We're talking about the Jordanaires singing On the Battlefield. All right?
I promised him that I would serve him till I die. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised him that I would serve him till I die. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I was alone and idle. I was a sinner too. I heard a voice from heaven say there is work to do. I took the master's hand, I joined the
Oh, thanks a lot, Jordan Ayers. That was real, real great.
All right, Baron. What do you say we introduce our guest?
I was just coming to that, Grant. You didn't even need to mention it. Folks, I know that you're all familiar with our next entertainer. We're so glad to have him back here at the Ryman Auditorium with us. So what do you say let's give a great big round of applause and show him just how proud you are to see him on this edition of Grand Ole Opry, the one and only Sonny James. Sonny, good buddy. It's a real pleasure to have you here with us tonight. It seems like you just don't get to Nashville often enough.
Thank you, Farron. You know, that's the way I feel about it.
Bless your heart. It's so nice. Hey, I understand you've been here recording some more great records.
We hope some of them turned out real good, Farron.
Well, they will, Sonny, if they're anything like the ones you've done in the past. Hey, but say, while we're on the subject of all this, how about you singing one of your great numbers for us? Would you
I'd
do
like
that?
I'd like to, Farron.
All right. Here he is right now, and here's all the folks out there hollering for it, too. Sonny James and his newest hit, Jenny Lou.
I was put here by a jury of 12 good men and true. For myself, I wouldn't worry. But what about Jenny Lou? What'll they do to her? What'll they do to her? What'll they do to my darling? Will they go blaming her, toting and shaming her after I'm gone away? Since the main street was deserted, they all believed the worst. There was only me and Jenny, could swear it was him through first. They believed I meant to kill him. Although he'd been my pal, there was real bad blood between us, for Jenny was once his gal. What'll they do to her? What'll they do to her? What'll they do to my darling? Will they go blaming her, taunting and shaming her after I'm gone away? Now they'll be my Jenny suffer, for her good name is gone. How his brothers lied by saying that Jenny had led him on. They'll be coming in the morning to take me to a tree. Oh, when I think how they'll treat Jenny, I wish it was him killed me. What'll they do to her? What'll they do to her? What'll they do to my darling? Will they go blaming her, taunting and shaming her after I'm gone away? What'll they do to her? What'll they do to her after I'm gone away?
Well, Farron, the big day is coming up, isn't it?
What big day, Grant?
Oh, you know, it's the day when smart folks give their fathers a large humidor tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, fathers and Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Well, you must be talking about Father's Day.
Oh, I knew you'd get it, Farron, as soon as I mentioned Prince Albert. You see, Prince Albert and Father's Day belong together. That's because all fathers deserve to get smoking tobacco that they're sure to enjoy. Smokers just naturally enjoy the mild and mellow flavor of PA, and because it sells so fast, it always tastes fresh. PA's crimp cut, too, for cool and comfortable smoking. But the proof is in the puffin', and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert is America's largest selling tobacco, making men like PA, too, because it rolls easy and it smokes great. Yes, sir, the best Father's Day gift you can give is a large humidor tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. You just look for the big PA tin, especially decorated with a built-in greeting card addressed to Dad.
Grant, I knew what you was talking about all along. I just wanted to make sure you got the Prince Albert message across to my family. Well, sir, friends, right now it's square dance time. It's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle along with the Stony Mountain Clogger. Sure, it's their own version of Soldier George with our good buddy Jimmy Self doing the call.
Thank you, Farron.
Drink me up and circle left ever and all around. Take them down, let Dad take the jaws around. Burn cake
Mr. Tommy and dancers, neighbors, sometime back, Farron Young recorded an album of sacred songs called Garden of Prayer. And as our hymn tonight, he's going to sing a beautiful song from that album, How Long Has It Been?
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secrets? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no yearning? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you?
How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven?
How long since you knew that he'd answer you and would keep you the long night through? How long has it been since you woke with the dawn and felt the day was worth living? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you?
That he cared for you.
Wonderful, Farron. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And now, as a change of pace, here's another of our opera greats, Hank Garland, playing one of the great hit tunes from 1959, Mack the Knife.
Garland and his velvet guitar. Thanks a lot to you. Now, Mike the Knife, I like that. This just about brings us around to a spot on Grand Ole Opry, friends, when all of you listeners out there has been waiting for it. I have, I'll guarantee you. It's time we introduce the funny man from East Tennessee, and here he is, Archie Campbell!
I'll tell you the dying truth, Farron. I'm so mad I can't see straight.
You're mad?
Oh, I had a fight back there just a minute ago.
You had a fight?
Some guy called me a sissy.
Oh. What'd you do to him?
Man called me a sissy. I hit him with my purse. Gits. I'll tell you, I've done a heap of fighting in my days. Go ahead, honey. I've done a lot of fighting in my days. I had a string of fights. I won my first 50 fights when I was in the ring.
First 50?
Yeah, and then my manager butted in, and I never won another fight after that.
Oh, what happened?
Well, after winning 50 straight fights, he decided maybe I'd better stop fighting women and take on a man.
Don't come out here trying to be a smart aleck with me, a great big old brute like you picking on women.
I hope I survive it. Well, I'll tell you, I'd rather fight women than men. Them old boys are too tough. Like to fight
You're the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. All these beautiful ladies. Listen, you better take it easy, brother, how you talk about ladies, because one of these days they'll get their revenge on you, because one of these days we're going to have a woman president.
We'll never have a woman president.
Yes, we will.
There'll never be a woman president because it says in the Constitution that the president of the United States must be 35 years of age, and there ain't no woman going to admit she's that old.
I'm just going to just hit him as hard as I can.
Well, you already have.
Listen, you'll never get no... Telling you the truth. You beat anything I ever saw in my life. Just keep on. Just keep it up.
All right.
You'll never get anywhere with women.
Why is that?
Because you don't have the right technique. You've got to be real nice to ladies.
What should you do?
Well, I'll give you one hint. Take a whiff of my arm there.
Oh, you wear perfume, do you?
Just take a whiff.
Wow! What is that, Farron?
That, my friend, is what all the ladies like. Evening in Paris, $15 an ounce.
$15 an ounce.
But it don't cost me nothing.
Yeah?
I live upstairs over a drugstore, and I know the druggist.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, take a little whiff of that right there on my sleeve, boy.
Phew! Wow! What in the world is that?
That's two nights in Bull's Gap, $1.50 a pint. But I'll tell you the truth, Farron, it don't cost me anything. You see, I live over the still, and I know the guy that makes the stuff.
Get out!
Here's Farron Young for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. It's the precious
Prince Albert,
mild and mellow,
that's P.A.
Cool and steady burning,
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavored, and cool and steady burning, Prince Albert. That's P.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffing, and you find that P.A. in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
Now it's time for our guest again. So here to tell us the story of the legendary steel driver who won his fame in the great race at the Swannanoa Tunnel, Sonny James and John Henry.
Well, John Henry, he could hammer, he could whistle, and he could sing. Well, he went to the mountain early in the morning, but just to hear his hammer ring, loud, loud, to hear his hammer ring, Lord, to hear his hammer ring, loud, loud, to hear his hammer ring. When John Henry was a little bitty boy, sitting on his daddy's knee, Well, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Said, that hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer be the death of me. Oh, Lord, a hammer need the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer be the death of me. Well, John Henry's family needed money. Said he didn't have but a dime. But if you wait till the rising sun goes down, I'll get it from the man at the mine, Lord, Lord. I get it from the man at the mine. Oh, Lord, I get it from the man at the mine, Lord, Lord. I get it from the man at the mine. Where John Henry went to the captain, says the captain, what can you do? Well, I can lift that jack, I can lay that track, I can pick and shovel too, Lord, Lord, I pick and shovel too. Then the captain said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring that steam drill around. I'm gonna bring that steam drill out on the job. I'm gonna beat that steel on down, Lord, Lord, I beat that steel on down. I'm gonna beat that steel on down, Lord, Lord, I beat that steel on down. Where John Henry drove in to the mountain, and his hammer was striking fire. Well, he drove so hard that he broke his poor heart, and he laid down his hammer, and he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer, and he died. Well, they took John Henry to the White House, and they buried him in the sand. Every locomotive come roaring by, says, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man.
Oh, thanks so much, Sonny, and thanks so much for being our guest for this edition of Grand Ole Opry. Well, so friends, let's go right on to another one of our Grand Ole Opry favors, and he's got a thing calling, Are You From Dixie? Grandpa Jones!
Yeah! Hello there, stranger! How do you do? There's something I'd like to say to you. Now, don't be surprised. You recognize I'm no Dixie, but I just surmise that you're from the place where I long to be. Your smiling face seemed to say to me, up from my homeland, sunny homeland, now tell me, can it be? And you from Dixie? I said from Dixie, where the fields of cotton bank it to me, I'm glad to see you. Tell me, how be you? And the friends I'm longing to see. Are you from Alabama, Tennessee, or Carolina? Any place below the Mason-Dixon line? Are you from Dixie? I said from Dixie. I crossed that old Mason-Dixon line. Gee, but I've yearned long to return to that old place that I left behind. Well, my home is way down in Alabama on an old plantation near Birmingham. But there's one thing certain, I'm always flirting with those southbound trains that run to Dixie. I said to Dixie, and the fields of cotton back to me. I'm glad to see you. Tell me how be you.
Thank you, Grandpa. Well, now, Farron, are you all set for that last number of yours?
I certainly am, Grant.
Well, before you sing, tell us a little about your plans.
Well, Grant, we just made a big tour around the United States and Canada and met so many country music lovers. And next week we'll be up in Buck Lake Ranch up in Indiana. We'll be looking forward to that.
Going to stay home a few days, too.
Yeah, then, a little
all
rest.
All right. And the best of luck to you, Farron. And now, how about that song? Here he is, friends, our star and one of his latest records, I'll Be All Right in the Morning.
Well, last night I found myself forgetting you. It happened in the arms of someone new. I buried all the dreams I had of you. So I'll be all right in the morning. Well, I'll be all right in the morning. never thought that I'd get over you. Well, I'll be all right in the morning, 'cause tonight I finally found a love that's true. Another love, another heart, another dream, another start. Another life for me begins at dawn. Tomorrow memories of you will be gone, and I'll be all right in the morning. I never thought that I'd get over you. Well, I'll be all right in the morning, 'cause tonight I finally found the love that's true. Another love, another heart, another dream, another star. Another life for me begins at dawn. Tomorrow memories of you will be gone, and I'll be all right in the morning. I never thought that I'd get over you. Well, I'll be all right in the morning, 'cause tonight I finally found the love that's true. Yeah, tonight I finally found the love that's true.
We'd like to remind all of you out there listening that we have a packed house here in the Ryman Auditorium tonight. And any time you get a chance, come down and visit with us at Grand Ole Opry with all of your favorite country music stars. But for tonight, that's the story. But I do want to tell you folks, it was really nice having all of you with us. And we want you to listen again next week for some more great Grand Ole Opry stars with Berlin Husky as your host, Roy Drusky as guest. Till then, Fair and Young saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you again next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So good.
Have a Camel cigarette.
So rich.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So mild.
Have a Camel cigarette.
And here's the reason why.
Best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a Camel cigarette.
You can say that again.
Best tobacco makes the best smoke. Have a Camel cigarette.
If you're smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels, the best-tasting cigarette of all.
Have a Camel!
Start to really enjoy smoking again.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. It was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.